Well, it's just two letters, the strangest of words, used with ease across dozens of languages, understood pretty much by all. You've probably used it already this morning, maybe in a question or a personal affirmation, almost certainly without even thinking about it. I know I have. So what are we talking about here? Okay. That's it. The word, okay. Linguist Alan Metcalf is more than okay with it. He is, you could say, au fait with okay. He's the author of Okay, The Improbable Story of America's Greatest Word. And he joins you now. Alan, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you.
Alan, okay. Why do you think that okay is America's greatest word?
Well, it is certainly the most successful. And when people are having conversations, often they'll begin with okay and end with okay. Not just in America, not just in the English language, but around the world. In fact, I think it's quite possible to make your way through many countries and situations just exchanging okay with whoever speaks the language.
I think I've done that myself. I can hear myself doing it. Which brings us to the question of why everyone can understand and know the word. You've spent plenty of time looking into the history of this word okay. Where does it come from?
Well, it has the strangest beginning. So strange that nobody could have actually invented it. It's an abbreviation for all correct. And of course, O is not the first letter of all, and K is not the first letter of correct.
I was just going to say, we should all be saying AC.
That's right. But if you say AC, you'll notice that it doesn't come out nearly as clearly as OK. It just happens that those letters, both in print and in pronunciation, are much more distinctive from something else.
But who came up with OK for all correct? How did that happen?
Well, there was a newspaper editor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, on March 23rd, 1839. And in those days, the newspapers were having fun with lots of ridiculous, silly abbreviations, such as OFM for Our First Men or OW for All Right. So it just happened to be one of those. And by sheer coincidence, the next year in a U.S. presidential campaign, a man named Martin Van Buren, who came from Kinderhook, New York, was running for president, and he became nicknamed Old Kinderhook. So OK was OK. And that led to one or two other twists and turns to the OK we have today.
Okay, well, see, here I say that I'm still struggling with OW for all right, but that's one explanation. I wonder, though, whether people might challenge that, given that okay is represented in a whole host of languages. Even Greek has an okay, ola kala, all is right. Are you sure that it came from March 23, 1839 for all correct, and it didn't actually stem from one of these other cultures long before that?
Quite sure. You were mentioning 6 million documents, and we don't have that many, but there's a paper trail from that March 23rd, 1839, up to the present day, and the paper trail begins just at that place. But the reason that people come up with other explanations is, as you say, there are okay is abbreviations for various things in other languages that sound kind of like the meaning of okay, and the actual explanation is so bizarre and ridiculous that nobody would have thought of it.
But what about the Scottish? They say, och aye, that means, oh, yes. Haven't they been saying that long before the Americans have been saying okay? And isn't there a relationship?
Well, they've been saying that, and the Greeks have been saying ola kala since, I don't know, the days of Homer, but they haven't been abbreviating it okay, and that's the difference that is spread so far.
Okay, so, there I go saying it again. I didn't realize how many times I said it in a morning. I'm sure people listening have realized it before now. Why the universal appeal, do you think, across language and culture then, the universal understanding?
Well, I think that the sounds and the letters, well, the sounds especially, happen to be familiar sounds in all languages, just the O sound, the K consonant, and the A sound. Those are found in almost all languages. And that particular combination is a bit distinctive. And then in print, the round letter O and the straight-lined K put together are also quite distinctive. If you're marking OK on a document, that's very distinctive. If you're writing AC, somebody might think that was just your initials.
Yeah, sure. If you, everyone knows what you say when you write okay, but we wouldn't use okay. You wouldn't use okay in a prepared speech, would you?
No, that's the strange thing. It's not vulgar. It's not really slang anymore, but for some reason, it's not quite the thing. It's not so precise. It means that something is satisfactory, at least. If somebody falls down, you say, "Are you okay?" Not, "Are you feeling well?" But if you are a medical doctor giving an opinion on someone, you'll have a more precise term for it.
It's a very versatile word, isn't it? It can be an adjective, you know, an okay kind of day. It can be a verb. I've okayed that. It can be a noun. It can be an interjection. It can be all sorts of things across the grammar spectrum, can't it?
It can indeed. And as the interjection, that's just sort of a wild card.
As an interjection, what do you mean a wild card?
Well, what I mean is an interjection doesn't really fit grammatically into a sentence. It's just something popped in there. And we use it a lot of the time. Again, we'll begin by saying okay, calling people to attention or to listen to us, and then when we want their agreement, we'll say okay, and they'll say okay, and that whole conversation has been anchored by okay.
As I think I've been doing numerous times this morning, you've written a lot about factors that give words longevity. Do you think okay has stuck around simply because that it's, you know, it's easy to recognise and easy to write and quick to write? I mean, why has that, apart from others, stuck around?
Well, I think it's incredibly useful, and it is curious to try to imagine whether it would have been invented anyhow. Probably it wouldn't have been. The world before 1839 didn't have okay, and there was nobody saying, "Oh, we need a word that expresses agreement so clearly." But it happened to come up, it developed, and now it is so indispensable. I think okay flourishes more than ever before.
Now, it can be spelt a couple of ways. It can be spelt okay. It can be spelt okay. It can be spelt with even full stops. Is there a correct spelling of okay, and does it feature in a dictionary?
Well, dictionaries, if they're any good, will give you the various spellings because those are all more or less acceptable. The OKAY spelling is a relatively recent spelling, and it's designed to make OK look more like an ordinary word because otherwise it looks like an abbreviation, and most people by now have long forgotten what it was the abbreviation for.
Is it in the Oxford Dictionary?
It certainly is.
I haven't checked myself. Okay, there you go. Alan, thank you very much.
Okay, it's been a pleasure.
I'm going on a personal mission to try and cut out the number of times I say okay in a morning. Alan Metcalf, author of Okay, The Improbable Story of America's Greatest Word. It's 16 to 7.